The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yesterday, or actually maybe it was Wednesday, the South Carolina House passed Bill 3774, which is a bill that will outlaw abortions from the point of conception. There are some exceptions there. On our guest line this morning, a gentleman from Greenwood who has been at the forefront of this fight for a number of years now, our friend, Representative John McCravey. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Joey. I'm doing great.
So give us a quick overview of what is in the final version of the bill that you guys passed this week.
Well, Joey, this bill stops the practice of abortion being used as birth control in our state. It recognizes that life begins at conception, which is the science. It recognizes the science, and it does not endanger women's health in any way. It gives medical clarity, listing nine different conditions that can endanger women's health. It preserves contraception. It preserves ART and IVF, and it survives the constitutional challenge. You know, we've had the heartbeat bill was ruled unconstitutional twice by our Supreme Court. This bill satisfies the questions and the analysis that the court had with regard to not recognizing that life begins at conception. This bill recognizes that.
Yeah.
So that's the essence of it.
Well, and let's dig a little deeper on that one. In yesterday's edition of the state newspaper, they wrote, quote, "These ongoing debates in the state house over how restrictive an abortion ban should be defy a recent state Supreme Court decision saying that a 6-week abortion ban is unconstitutional." What is different in this bill that leads you to think that it will satisfy a challenge in the state Supreme Court?
Well, it's really clear. The state newspaper needs to read the opinions of the justices. So Justice Few, who voted to make the heartbeat bill unconstitutional, he said that there is no, I'm quoting from his opinion, there's no mm-hmm. legislative policy determination that human life begins at conception. And there is no such state interest that justifies enacting the 6-week ban. He also said, had the Human Life Protection Act become law, which takes it back to conception, the state may have had a good argument that could render unreasonable the state's use of a total ban on abortion to protect human life from the point of conception. So life, if you recognize that life begins at conception and you care about life, and that's the real reason for this bill, then that is constitutional under his analysis.
Yeah,
I certainly don't think he should be delving that far into this. I think he should just say, look, the legislature passed it. It's constitutional. But nevertheless, this would satisfy his analysis, whereas the heartbeat bill would not. Yeah. And he's the swing vote on there. He's the only pseudo-conservative that voted against the heartbeat bill. So we have a 5-man court, 5 women and men, and 3-2 wins. So they won 3-2 because of his vote. So this would be constitutional. Let me point out one thing.
Sure.
This bill passed by a vote of 83-31. Mm-hmm. You know, that's almost 75% of the House members voted for this bill. You can't tell me that this is not the will of the people of South Carolina. This is their representatives. 75%.
Yeah.
Only Democrats voted against this bill, and one of the Democrats crossed over and voted for it. Mm-hmm. So to me, this is the bill that South Carolina wants. And what's going on in the Senate is we have a handful of Republicans who ran as pro-life, but they're not really pro-life. And they have joined with the Democrats to thwart the will of the people. Mm-hmm. So the majority of Republicans in the Senate are for this bill. The majority of Republicans are for it, but they won't. We can't get those handful that are not really pro-life to come around and vote for this bill. So that's what we're going to have to do.
Yeah, that's your next challenge. On our guest line this morning, Representative John McCravey from Greenwood. Representative McCravey has been one of the leading forces over the past few years in trying to get this accomplished. And you're right. I mean, the state Senate's fetal heartbeat bill that they've passed is less restrictive, wouldn't block abortions until after a heartbeat is detected, which is, of course, usually around 6 weeks. And Representative McCravey, it seems like that the House and the Senate are on another collision course here, similar to what happened last year. So what could be different? How could y'all overcome the hurdles of the Senate this year?
Well, we've got the same similar problems, but we have added the Senate exceptions for sexual assault. We added the Senate exceptions for fatal fetal anomaly that they said they had to have in there. And that was their excuses last year. Well, we've taken away their excuses this time. So we hope that we're going to get there this year. And it's not just hope. I think the people are going to put pressure on the Senate to finally do right on this. And we're going to, you know, I think the people I've heard from are ramping up their efforts. And it's going to be an outcry of the people of South Carolina. You know, the Senate bill was, they filed this and passed it in 8 days.
Yeah.
You know, let me tell you this, that never happens. And they saw that the Human Life Protection Act was coming out again. And all that heartbeat bill, I call it a heartbeat bill. It's not as good as the heartbeat bill was. It's got all kind of problems with it. But it was put out there to protect a handful of Republicans that wanted to be able to say, oh, we voted pro-life, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's all that bill was. It was thrown out there. When they saw we were going to get our bill out this week, they got theirs out last Thursday, you know. Mm-hmm. And they didn't have a hearing. They didn't have a subcommittee hearing like we did. They didn't have deliberation in the full committee like we did. They just passed it out on the floor and made everybody vote for it. So I think that shows you what that bill really was. And it doesn't have any medical clarity in it. You know, if that bill was passed, we would have chaos in our state because doctors wouldn't have any guidance on when a condition is deemed to endanger the life of the women. And we talked to OBGYNs, we talked to embryologists, we talked to doctors all over our state to come up with these nine conditions and so that we've enumerated. And so we've protected the medical community and given them clarity. This heartbeat bill will not do that. And I think that's on purpose. I think they want the bill really to fail in the end. It may pass, but it would fail in the end because it's unconstitutional. It has no medical clarity in it. And it allows minors to get abortions without their parents' knowledge.
Yep.
So it's got all kind of problems with it.
Yep. I'm getting text messages right now from people who are saying, let's name some names. Who are the senators voting against the bill? And we'll get some information for you. Actually getting a text from a senator right now saying that he pretty much agrees with you. So, all right, changing gears for a minute. And look, thank you for that update, and thank you for the work that you have done on that. One other quick topic before I let you go, because you know I can't talk to you and not bring up the repeal of Certificate of Need. Senate Bill 164 passed very quickly in the Senate. It will repeal the Certificate of Need. It's now in the 3M committee in the House. I understand that they are planning to go to work on it next week. I understand that you're not on that committee, but I just want some assurances that you're keeping an eye on that bill for me.
Well, I am. I talked to your committee chair there, the new committee chair, Celeste Davis.
Mm-hmm.
She is making sure that this bill continues to go forward, and my prognosis is very favorable on it.
Yeah.
So I think it'll be coming out. I think we'll get a vote on it, and I think it'll be a good bill. The times have changed. You know, last year we had a Democrat who was the head of that committee. This year we have a good Republican, a solid Republican, conservative.
Yeah. Yeah.
So Celeste Davis is leading that. And I think we'll get a favorable result on it.
Maybe I can have Chairman Davis on one day and talk with her for a few minutes. Put in a good word for me, will you?
I sure will. Because we're watching it.
Yeah, there you go. Representative John McCravey, it's always a pleasure. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, Joey. We appreciate you.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.